Epic Book List, recommended reading for May 29th to June 4th. This week, we feature a retro sci-fi tale and an arrangement of Southern-inspired recipes for weeknight dinners, celebrations, and more. History. Nothing like it in the world, The Men Who Built the Transcontinental Railroad 1863-1869. By Stephen E. Ambrose. In the midst of the Civil War, workers struggled to expand across the continent, laying tracks and hammering spikes. The Transcontinental Railroad is one of the greatest feats in American history, indeed, in human history. Ambrose follows these efforts from both sides of the continent where two major railroads, the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific, finally met. This book is a detailed narrative of the financiers, the engineers, and the workers who transformed the American continent. Simon & Schuster, 2001, 432 pages. Naval History. Taranto, and Naval Air Warfare in the Mediterranean, 1940-1945. By David Hobbs. The Battle of Taranto, fought November 11 and 12, 1940, is probably World War II's most famous battle involving carrier aircraft in the Mediterranean. This book describes the battle and the rest of the war's Royal Navy Fleet Air Arms efforts in that sea. It offers a comprehensive account and analysis of its activities between 1940, when Italy declared war on Britain, and 1945, when the war in Europe ended. For those interested in World War II naval aviation, it's worth reading. Naval Institute Press, 2021, 456 pages. Science Fiction. Deckison. By Ken Lizzie. Carxton Monitor is a soldier on a planet with Iron Age technology. To raise his social status above Arms Master, he triggers two armies attacking his castle to attack each other. This angers his lord, who exiles Carxton. But a passing starship captain sees Carxton from orbit and offers him a ride to the dueling mad planet of Deckison, where Carxton becomes a fencing master. When his new employer uses him as a scapegoat, Carxton must use his wits to escape. A tale reminiscent of 1950s adventure science fiction. Raconteur Press, 2026, 254 pages. Nonfiction. Southern Living, 2025 Annual Recipes. Edited by Lisa Cherikola. Southern Living puts out fine cookbooks, and this one is no exception. Loaded with photos and recipes, it also features a running commentary on various dishes and ingredients, like cooking with caramel or the making of Virginia oyster stew. While it celebrates Southern culinary traditions, it should please home chefs wherever they live. You'll find everything from Lowcountry Christmas dishes to Appalachian apple magic. A fine gift for a wedding or that cook who loves trying something new. Henry N. Abrams, 2025, 368 pages. Classics. Lee's Lieutenants, A Study in Command. By Douglas S. Freeman. This abridged edition of the original three volumes retains Freeman's powers of description and his insights into the minds and capabilities of Lee's Civil War subordinates. Freeman won Pulitzers for multivolume biographies of Lee and Washington, and this history stands with them. He writes with the resonant formality of Churchill or Will Durant, and with such wit and wisdom that the narrative's pages fly by. Complete sets of this work are still available online or in used bookshops. Scribner, 2001, 912 pages. Four Kids. Born in the Wild, Baby Mammals and Their Parents. By Lita Judge. Through vivid artwork and gentle narration, this adorable picture book introduces readers to baby mammals and the ways their parents nurture, protect, and teach them. From first steps to growing independence, it highlights family bonds in nature. Complete with animal facts and a glossary at the end, it's a satisfying read for even the most curious. Roaring Brook Press, 2014, 48 pages. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.